The question today is, where did the term missionary Baptist come from, and when was it started? Of course, this question is talking about Missionary Baptist Church, and you have to divide that up. First of all, the term Baptist, I don't know exactly when it was actually begun to be used, but it goes back to around 1600s or something. It came from the old term that was called the Anabaptist, which was placed upon the true New Testament church during that time, but as a term of reproach, Anabaptist, meaning that you're rebaptizers, because they wouldn't accept the baptism that the Catholic Church so-called had, the sprinkling that others had, and because they went back to what Jesus observed when he was baptized by John the Baptist. And so as a result, and by the way, if you get the trail of blood, you can find the true New Testament church and how that it's bound through the ages has shown what they were called. I do not know all the names, and I don't know all the terms that's used today by a lot of so-called churches today. But I do know that there were terms such as Paulicanists and Waldenses, and first one and then another, but then they became Anabaptists and later Baptists. And that Baptist, name Baptist, was used as a term of reproach, just like the word Christian in the book of Acts, when it talked about they were first called Christians in Antioch. It was a term of reproach. You little Christians, you little Christ-likes, you little followers. So it was a term of reproach. Now you realize something today, a lot of times you go to get a job, and the question will be on there, are you Protestant or are you Catholic? Well, I'm neither. I'm a Baptist. I mean, I'd hate to be a horse in Texas that wasn't branded, because it wouldn't even be fit for glue. You see, a Baptist is not protesting anything. I'm talking about the old Baptist. Just as Jeremiah had said, find the old paths in Jeremiah 6:16, I believe it is. He said, find the old paths and walk therein. And in other words, but they said, we'll not do it. And many people today are not doing it. They're protesting, and therefore they're called Protestants. And of course, the big so-called Protestant movement came in a few hundred years ago after the Dark Ages. And as a result, they're protesting, many of them, the Catholic religion. And some of them even protested the Baptist of those days, because they couldn't go along with the truths that salvation was the Lord. And so they changed those things and from time to time. And today we've got many various kinds of Baptists. So I don't know all the exact dates of when this began and when that began. Now, the term missionary added to it when? Well, you realize missionary is an adjective, and it should be on every church. It's a biblical church, because it don't have to be on the church, but at least you ought to say, I'm missionary-minded, because the Great Commission says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so, therefore, we are to be missionary-minded. And if a church is not missionary-minded, they're not fulfilling the Great Commission. Therefore, they're not really a scriptural New Testament church. Now, I know in our area, and I know that New Hope Baptist Church is considered to be a missionary Baptist church. Many times we say in print missionary Baptist on it. Sometimes we leave that off, but that's only an adjective describing what we are. Because you see, in different parts of the country, different things are associated with the word missionary Baptist. Now, I know that years ago I used to be in Tennessee, and I was pastor of a missionary independent Baptist church there. I was, by the way, I was ordained out of a Southern Baptist church, and my pastor, this church, wanted to call me for a pastor. At least they were talking to me about being pastor, and I talked to my church about it. I didn't even know what an independent Baptist was where I grew up, and we thought that was a bunch of we'd been taught that it was something way off base. It's like a cult or something. And some of them are, I guarantee you that. But the thing about it is, I asked my pastor, and he's made this statement. I said, what about going to that church? He said, whatever the Lord leads, that's what you need to do. And so I began on my journey of finding out what it meant to be an independent Baptist. I'd never been around one, didn't know the difference in what it was. And so as a result, I became pastor of that missionary Baptist church. And I remember being in a meeting one time down in Texas. Well, one time, first of all, over in Missouri. And somebody said, you don't preach like a missionary Baptist. Well, come to find out, there's a group of missionary Baptists, two different groups in Arkansas. ABA is one of them out of Texarkana. There's another missionary so-called Baptist out of Little Rock, Arkansas, a group of associated, organized group of churches that are I don't know exactly where they stand and what they stand on, but they've got their president, they've got their organization, and they've got their, their hierarchy, I guess you could say. And as a result, they said, you don't preach like a missionary Baptist. Well, I, I explained to him from the area I was from, we don't even know anything about the ABA as far as that's concerned. There wasn't any churches in that area, but there was some group of churches in that area that were called Missionary Baptists, even though we wasn't associated with that group there in Tennessee. But one preacher made a statement who pastored one of those churches one time. He said there's a group of them who calls themselves Missionary Baptists, but he said if you took what they gave to missions and all year, you couldn't wash a missionary's clothes, laundry, for a month. All the group of the whole bunch. They called themselves Missionary Baptists, but they wasn't missionary as far as what they were doing. And so, but we were not associated with anything. And by the way, a church is supposed to be an individual. It's not supposed to be answering to any man-made organization upon this earth, whether it be a group of independent Baptists, and they have those different places. They have their fellowships, they call them. I'm talking about where they really have presidents and vice presidents and people promote their so-called fellowship. Also, you have the Southern Baptist Convention, which is, we know that they promote, and a lot of them, they have their associations and their state conventions, and they promote their own people and trying to get pastors in their churches who will go along with their cooperative program and their program and their plans and so forth. And so, but a church is supposed to be indigenous, autonomous, self-governing, with the Lord Jesus as the head. In other words, the pastor's not the head of the church. In one sense, he's the under-shepherd. But the shepherd is the Lord Jesus. And so we at New Hope Baptist Church do not associate as far as an organization with any other church. We're independent in the sense that we look directly to the Lord for leadership and guidance as best we know how and try to fulfill the Great Commission and what He's placed us here to do. Now, in our area, in Kentucky now, I know that all the Southern Baptist churches are called Missionary Baptist churches. In Tennessee, it's not that way. And I understand that probably in Southern Illinois, many of them are called Southern Baptist churches there, from what I understand from this question. But the thing about it is, the reason that many of the churches here in this area, I think, began to be called themselves Missionary Baptists, because independent I'm talking about, was about the 1950s when there became a movement for leaving the Southern Baptist Convention. And the reason they wanted to leave the Southern Baptist Convention was because of the liberalness that was there, especially in the colleges and seminaries. Some of the professors did not even believe in the virgin birth of our Lord. Now, as a result, the people sent their preachers off over there, and they said they messed up our preachers. Let me insert this. You can't mess up a man that's been saved. You might shake him, but he'll not mess him up. Somebody said, well, they overthrow the faith. Well, you see, you may overthrow the intellectual faith and the seeking faith of someone who's headed for the straight gate. But once they get through the straight gate and saving faith's come, you'll not overthrow that. Because Matthew 24:24 says that even the Antichrist, in the day when he's ruling and reigning on this earth, he'll do many exploits that would even deceive the very elect if it were possible. It's not talking about Israel, it's talking about the saints of God. And in other words, he says it's not possible to be deceived if you've had saving faith. So these young men went off to these seminaries, and these professors so-called messed them up because they didn't have any foundation to build upon. And I talked to another professor one time that left the New Orleans Seminary and started a seminary basically on their own and that was supposed to be standing for what was right. But I asked him one day, I said, how come they can't get rid of those professors that's teaching that Jesus wasn't born of a virgin? You see, if you teach Jesus wasn't born of a virgin, you've got no Savior, you've got no Lord. And so as a result, this is what he told me out of his own mouth. I remember the very day he told me. He said, those professors will go out to influential churches out in the convention and preach on Sundays, and they'll preach the virgin birth straight down the road like it is, and then go back to the college and teach that Jesus was not born of a virgin. And then when they try to vote them out at the convention, out of the convention, or vote those professors out of the job, they say, well, these churches stand up that's influential and say, he preached in our church. We've got the tape to prove that he preached the virgin birth, and therefore they cannot pin him. Listen, anybody that will go one place and preach one thing and another place and preach the exact opposite is of the devil. And it's sad to have. Now, let me say this. I'm not just down on the Southern Baptists. Listen, the independent Baptists are no better as far as their schools are concerned. I would not send a young preacher out of our church to any big organized school that I know of today. In fact, it's the church's responsibility to teach the young preachers in the church. It's the local church's responsibility. See, God operates through a local, visible body of baptized believers who meet together to glorify the Lord. It doesn't matter necessarily where you put the name missionary on it or not. It's just, I will be a Baptist because of what they used to stand for, but I still don't want to associate with many Baptist churches around this country because they're liberal, because they have no standards, because they do not preach the truth about real salvation, but I still won't drop the name that I have. Now, if I was to be used by the Lord as a human instrument to start another church, I would not name it independent Baptist church. I would name it a dependent Baptist church, dependent upon the Holy Spirit of God. That's what we need to do. And so, therefore, I that's what I would do at that time. Now, we go back and someone says, well, what's wrong with the cooperative program? That's one of the reasons that many pulled out, because the cooperative program wasn't what it should have been, because you give to the cooperative program, and a lot of that money you give to the cooperative program goes to pay for salary of some men who promote preachers to go back in the pulpit who promote the Southern Baptist principles and plan. Well, we need to promote the Lord. I know back in the 70s, I figured up that actually only 4% of what you gave to the cooperative program out of the church we came out of, only 4% went to support the missionary. Now, I know there was some schools and hospitals and different things involved in that, but only 4%. And I was 20-something years old before I ever saw a missionary, a human missionary. Now, let me say, on the other hand, independent Baptist missionaries are in a mess. We're in a mess across this country because many of them do not understand, and they go from church to church, what's called deputation, to where we can agree, support a little here, a little there, and I guess that would be similar to the cooperative program or such, but still, they are preaching and teaching, many of them wrongly. They're not even saved themselves. We're in such a mess in this country, we'll never get back to where we ought to be. But I'm going to be a Baptist and stay a Baptist for that sense. But I'm going to find the old paths by the grace of God and try to walk therein. That's what I want to do for God's glory. Now, what's the difference between all the churches? There's no difference if you're led by the Lord. You're led by the Lord, you'd try to walk. You'd try to do what the Word of God says. And not to be led of the Lord would be it'd be bad. And we're all guilty in our area because of the influence we have. But see, we need to be a local, visible, indigenous, autonomous body that looks to the Lord for leadership, not to some preacher, not to some organization, not to some pope, not to some cardinal, or whatever it may be in whatever section it is. So, therefore, Missionary Baptist, I don't know exactly when it started as such as the name, but it stands for the Word of God, at least it used to, for the truths that God's Word that Jesus preached and taught in His day when He was up on this earth. That's why I am what I am. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.